we can call to order, if we can all rise and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Okay,
can I swear in Christine Geichel and Louis Pratt, please? If you could stand and repeat after me. Right hand, thank you. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
Or affirm. That I will support. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the United of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office. School board member. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm requesting nominations for board president for school year 25-26.
I'll nominate Jared Moore.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, I think.
We sure?
We are.
Too late now.
Don't worry, dude. I don't.
Okay. I'm going to pass this to you.
Okay.
And if you could swear me in.
Can you stand and raise your right hand? I do solemnly swear or affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of office. According to the best of my ability. Thank you. Okay. And then, Ms. President, if we could, I'll hand that over to you, and then we will elect or vote for myself.
Could you have to swear him in first.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. I do solemnly swear. Or affirm that. I will support the Constitution. Of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of office of school board president. Thank you. Congratulations.
That's nice. You're sure. A great office sitting next to me, Judy.
We can make changes, Louie.
Can I nominate Chris Dudley to remain as vice president?
Yes, I can do that.
Second.
It's your turn, Mr. Dudley.
I do solemnly swear or affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duty. Of the office of school board vice president.
And Danielle, just for the record, I would vote yes for him being.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it too late to oppose?
No, not at all.
Does that go for me too?
Oh, yeah, you're way too late.
All right. Okay. So we'll have to
excuse my ignorance here, and I'll try and muddle my way through this. I think that we very much need to take into consideration the wonderful performance that Ethan put on for us for graduation. I think we need to acknowledge that it takes a whole community to bring a graduation class together, ourselves included, right down to the janitorial staff or the teachers, everybody, the parents. So that was a very nice ceremony, and I think you all very much should be proud of yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
And is there any board comments?
Briefly, I know we talked about this at the last meeting about swimming lessons. A total of 23 people actually reached out without any whatever. There were 13, this is without advertising or anything, that definitely would have sent their kids. 7 were on the fence because they're not crazy about transportation, and there were 3 more that the kids would be of school age in the fall. I think we really need to assess interest before next year. I know we can't do anything about it right now, but I think we really need to assess interest. If we've got enough families interested, if it saves one kid from drowning, I think we need to do it.
If the board wishes to do that next year, we can certainly do that. That's never an issue. It was last year there didn't seem to be an appetite to move forward, given the number of students that we had participate. And we had a lot of complaining last year about the students needing to be on the bus and the time. Certainly if the board wishes to open that up again, we can certainly do that. It was about $9,000 for the 2 weeks cost to the district last year, just so everybody's aware of that.
So do that in the spring, well before the end of the school year, of course.
I think that's something that we should take into consideration come next year. I think there's situations all the time, and that certainly, what's the value of a life? And I'm in agreement with you. So if we could look into making that a possibility next year, and I suppose there's compromise in the center of every situation. So whatever we need to do sounds like a good investment.
So would we have to revisit that before the budget season so that money is actually budgeted if there is enough interest?
If the board is saying now that that's something that you wish to do for next year, we will incorporate that into the budget.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So we wouldn't need to have an additional meeting right now. If the board has the appetite to move forward with lessons for 25-26 summer, we can certainly do that and incorporate that into the budgeting.
So it wasn't in the budget?
It wasn't in the budget this
for
year?
For this
no.
year?
Correct. And again, the money, finding the money wouldn't have been the problem. The problem is we've got a lot of other things happening this summer we're going to have major transportation issues. And we may have transportation issues next year, but those are things we'll have to deal with.
Can we actually table that at this point? And I know everybody just looked at me like I'm suddenly the bad guy, but I'm definitely not opposed of it. But what I would like to see is the village itself take some responsibility in this particular instance and work with the Red Cross about doing something from the community level versus putting this responsibility on the school all the time.
That's very typical in a community that doesn't have a pool.
Exactly.
And right now we don't have a pool. Most communities around here, it's not the school that does the lessons, it's the town or
the
village. The
community can work through the Red Cross and do certain instances like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely worth going to the next village meeting, which is this month, presenting that to them and see if they can possibly do something there before we automatically put it on our agenda for next year.
It should be both, village and town, not just the village.
Exactly.
Agreed. We've got the beach right up here.
Well, again, instead of going there, why can't we use Hewlett?
Yeah, I was going.
It's closer.
Have we looked at anything else?
Is that something we could, I think would be better for
in
us.
All likelihood, we could. The issue was the instructor last year felt that they kind of needed the pool to have the kids in the pool rather than sitting on the beach waiting to come in. Again, it was a million years ago, but I taught swimming for the Village of Lake George at Shepherd Park Beach. It works, and that's what many communities do. So those are certainly things we can look at. There's options. We had the Castleton pool as our first option last year. Unfortunately, that fell through last minute, which is why we ended up using Hudson Falls. I don't know if Castleton would have made a difference for family members here. I don't know that it's really that much closer than going to Hudson Falls.
but certainly the beach is here, and I think we've got 5 or 6 of our high school students and graduates that lifeguard there.
Right, and I mean, you could hook us up with some lifeguards and work on that, right? And especially up the Hewless even earlier, because the beach don't open like 11, but they could probably open it earlier for us so we could get the kids up there. And
you know, and again, the school district with the board's commitment would be able to work with the town and the village to transport.
I was going to ask, the school would probably have to be involved anyhow for transportation purposes.
You know, unless, you know, all the parents were willing to transport, that's difficult on
that's
some.
That's a lot.
But, you know, if we did that, it could be our in-kind service as a school district to the town and to the village, if they would pay for the lifeguards and coordinate the beach.
Was something sent out to see what the interest was?
Not this year.
And why wasn't it?
It was based on the conversations that we had last year as a board, where we ended the season with 6 or 7 students that participated in swimming lessons by the end of the season. So it was poorly participated in, and we said, well, that seems to be our answer. So we didn't move forward with it this year. Easy to armchair quarterback these things, unfortunately, but you know, we can correct it for the future if it's something that the board and community wishes to do.
See, especially if it saves one life, I mean, put a tad of dollar on somebody's not.
They used to run the buses to Hewlett years ago.
Yeah, right, but that's what I'm saying. I think it'd be closer. Parents would take them up. I think that'd be a better shot for us, really.
The summer school program takes the kids over for a day at the beach.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do it back when.
Yeah.
Do they offer lessons there at all now?
I don't believe they do. I don't know if they ever did offer lessons. I know they open up the facility for school groups and stuff. I know last year I reached out to get it set up for the school to go over there a couple days. But,
you know. Crystal Beach is offering lessons.
Yeah, Granville does, St. Catherine.
Yeah.
That was just
that's
in
where we went.
Yeah.
Years ago,
you know,
we would need
to make sure that we start the process early with whatever municipality we're going to work with, because you can be a lifeguard, but you also, if you're going to teach lessons, you have to have your water safety instructor certification, your WSI. Am I correct in saying that still? You don't have to have your WSI to teach?
If you don't have a Red Cross card, yes.
Okay.
But a lot of places aren't giving the cards anymore. They're following the institution, but they're not giving a card.
Okay.
So when would we have to start looking into that if...
If
that's the route we take.
If the town and the village is willing to work with us on this, and we could get that answer by February, probably April would start
reaching out
with families.
To these facilities, okay.
I'd want to have our facilities lined up sooner than that, but that's why we need an answer from the village and town to find out where and with what group they would be interested in working. I mean,
and
it would make sense if it's here at this beach.
You know,
I'll definitely broach it, and we have a town board member here as well as a village board member. So.
Town board member down there. Now I hear. I'm not a town board member.
You are the town.
It should be all towns involved in the school.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Maybe the county can help us out with a grant for them.
You got Hampton. You got Hampton, Whitehall, Dresden. You got all of us.
I mean, it's there. They spend a lot of tax dollars. So they
I don't think it'd be that much of a cost. You divide it 3-4 ways.
So at the August meeting, we'll have some kind of report.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you. It's a good idea. Anybody else? All right, superintendent comments. All right, I too wanted to say congrats to all of our graduates and a big thank you to Ethan. That was a great ceremony.
Thank you.
Very well done. I think we the decision you made to move it inside was a wise one given the incessant and constant drizzling rain we had throughout the evening. So. It was certainly a nice time to be inside the auditorium. Work has started on the elementary school univents, so they got kicked off a little bit before school let out, and they are in full swing now up there, starting to pull the old ones out, install the new ones. There will be cuts made outside of the building, outside the univents, to increase the size of the fresh airflow that will be coming in, so that work will be done. I sent out the email a few weeks back that there would be some mitigation work and air testing, air quality testing during this, because there is some PCB-laden caulk that's inside the old vents, so they will be removing that appropriately. Let's see, we had the evaluation of the substructure of the pool on Friday. Just this afternoon, I got a phone call which indicated we do not have any large voids underneath the pool, which is good news. I don't have the full report, but at least there are no large voids that we're going to have to worry about. So there may be some smaller ones that might need to be addressed, but when I get the full report, I will share that out with the board. We'll be coordinating times for the ditch work here on campus on both the east and west side, as well as some of the digging that will need to occur out by the road. Additionally, we're going to need to have some buildings and grounds meetings coming up to determine what we're going to do with the campus drainage, so we can provide a formal recommendation to the full board. Certainly, once we get a sense of what's happening, I think it would make sense, given the conversations that we've had previously, that the whole board be involved in hearing all of that information and not just getting the information via a document so everybody can make an informed decision on what route we take. The summer feeding program will be beginning on July 7th through August 20th. We have 170-plus students with over 90 stops that our transportation department will be making this summer. Throughout the entire summer, students will have the opportunity to have two meals daily. They'll receive a breakfast and a lunch during that entire time period. And at this point, we've got 170 kids signed up. So that's terrific news.
Do you know if the school garden is still providing produce for the summer meals?
I'm sorry?
Do you know if the school garden is still providing
produce? I don't know what they've gotten
meals
done up there.
Used to.
So it's, yep, the garden's been planted, and hopefully everything will be harvested by August. But it will go towards our kids, yes.
So what we did last year was we went to the student feeding program as well as to the pantry. We had some food go over there, too. So that's certainly something we're going to continue. So our special education summer school also begins next week, so we'll be transporting several of our students that require 12-month programming to that program as well. So got some good things happening this summer. Administrators, Adriana, anything you'd like to add?
We have 31 students coming to our summer success program, so that'll be 3 days a week, 8:30 to 11:30, and we're looking forward to it.
Kendra?
I would like to say that Ms. Catone's self-contained coffee cart was a huge success this year. It was really fun for them on Fridays. A lot of teachers participated, and they were able at the end of the year to go to bowling and get some lunch and get some ice cream. So that was really great with those guys. And I'm currently working with Lori this summer. We're going to hopefully maybe get them up into the elementary school. Start off maybe twice a month and kind of see where that goes, especially with inclement weather come, you know, November to March. But we'll see how it goes.
The kids really did a fantastic job.
They did a great
mm-hmm.
job
with their customer
mm-hmm.
service this
yes.
year. That was great.
It was wonderful.
Good job. Ethan?
We just finished graduation. It's now summer mode for us, thank goodness. But graduation wouldn't be a success without me mentioning the senior advisors, our art teachers, Liz Ling and Megan Reynolds. So while they were also planning all of graduation, they were also down in town painting too, painting the crosswalk down there. So they've earned a well-deserved summer break. So I wanted to shout out to them that they helped a lot. So it was great. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, items requiring board action. All right, board minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of June 16th, 2025. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Dudley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right. The 2025-26 SDPC Rock Board Resolution. So what that is as you're aware, we work with NARIC on a yearly basis for a lot of our technology. This year, they are contracting with all of the local schools to coordinate our data privacy needs, add law 2D compliance, access to legal counsel in the event that there's a problem with any of our software. So all of the schools regionally, I believe, Mike, am I correct in saying that?
That is correct.
Are now participating as a consortium to help ensure that the software that's being utilized in our schools is the software that should be utilized in schools. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Martin.
Second.
Mrs. Borden. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
I'll abstain since I didn't read it.
Okay. All right, Mr. D, you're going to have to help me on this one.
All right. The WTA contract?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the WTA contract. It will run from the 25-26 school year through the 27-28 school year, with a great deal of thanks to Lori for her participation on the district side, as well as the large group of teachers who participated in negotiations as well. Very fair and reasonable contract to both sides.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve? Mr. Dudley, second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I'll abstain again because I...
Pat, how was the vote on?
I think we had three or four no's, but we always do.
No.
It's pretty typical.
It was a good percentage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Authorizations.
Yes, so we have multiple authorizations that need to occur each year. Do you mind if I take these five as a group? All right, authorization of blanket bonding for the district treasurer, tax collector, extracurricular accounts treasurer, and bank courier. Authorization for the district treasurer and or superintendent to sign purchase orders. Authorization to establish a petty cash fund for the district treasurer in the amount of a whopping $100. Authorization for the district treasurer to invest the funds of the district. And authorization for the district treasurer to pay in advance of audit claims for public utility services, postage, freight, and express charges. Also, invoices which take advantage of cash discounts.
Okay. Have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell. Mrs. Norton, your second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, approval of the superintendent to apply for grants. I would recommend the board take action to permit me to submit grants on the district's behalf.
Okay. Motion to approve. Mr. Lambert.
I got one question. Pat, what happens if we've had issues with the school bus and stuff? I mean, if you apply for one, you got to come back to us and say, yeah, we want it or not. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So rest assured, I'm not applying for a grant for an electric school bus.
No, I'm just I know nobody wants it, but I just want to make it clear. That's all.
Until Mr. Dudley buys a record that's big enough to drag one of those things back here, we're not going to be getting it.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just thanks.
Well, thanks for looking out there, Dick.
No,
I appreciate it.
You know how people can. I know you wouldn't, but I can approve. I'm just worried about.
Did I just hear that correctly? It was motion to approve Chris Dudley buying a new record.
he can bring our buses a can of gas or a can of electricity. Evan Hewlett's right.
All right, can I have a second, please?
Second.
I think Mr. LaChapelle beat Mrs. Norton.
That's fine.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Carried.
All right, payroll certification. I'd like to recommend the board take action to allow me to certify payroll for the 25-26 school year.
And a motion, please. Mr. Lambert, a second.
Second.
Mr. Pratt, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
And don't worry, Dick. She checks it over really well before I get my hands on
it.
So. All right. Appointments. We've got a large group of appointments here. Is there any concern with taking these as a group?
I'm just curious. We had discussed last year the discrepancy between high school in elementary school summer pay. Is there a high school program? I don't see any.
There is not a high school program. No.
Okay.
We
all
are
pass.
Sending.
No.
all of our high school students will be going to Granville. They need to participate in the summer school program this
okay.
year. Granville is offering a regional summer school program.
Nice.
So I'd like to recommend Danielle Palmer as school district clerk. Danielle Palmer is records retention and disposition officer. Danielle as records access officer, as well as school tax collector. Anything else you'd like to do next year, Danielle?
No.
You good?
Okay,
all right. Lori Langvin is extra accounts treasurer. Lori is school district treasurer. Myself is deputy treasurer. Kim Gagne is an internal claims auditor. Dr. Omohundro from Hudson Headwaters as our school district physician. Dan Stasinski as our SPO. Community Bank as our official depository of school funds. Ray Prusser, CPA, as our auditor. Barclay Damon is our bond service counsel. Sentinel Times is our official newspaper. And Gervin Perlazzo as our school district attorney. We also have a series of coaches. As listed, instead of reading through each of these, provided everybody is comfortable, those are my recommendations. Okay. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Two fingers.
Dr.
Newell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Got a few additional appointments. Brittany Lyman to the position of summer bus cleaner. Brianna Dennison to the position of summer food service helper. Marley Hilder as a summer bus cleaner. Laurel Douglas, elementary summer teaching assistant. Jen Boutan, elementary summer program teacher. Amanda Heckman, elementary summer program teacher. Maya Touchette, elementary summer program teacher, and substitute elementary program teacher would be Brianna Gates.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton.
Second.
She's right on it tonight. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have one reduction in force that's occurring as a result of shifting within the cafeteria. I would like to recommend Rebecca Stone be placed on a preferred eligibility list as a result of reduction in force effective August 30, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Wildwood School, the service agreement for the 25-26 school year for some of our special needs students.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Dr. Newell, second.
Second.
Mr. Pratt, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, fun stuff. We have the Horizons Club. Looking to take its annual Washington biennial now? 2 years? Or every year? The Washington trip? Is that yearly or every 2 years
it's
now?
It's usually every year, but I came up with this group this year. They went as 10th graders, and then they came to me as 11th graders, so we didn't go this year.
Gotcha, okay.
What is the Horizons Club?
It was a club that was kind of defunct, and for the recommendation of Martha Baskew, I took that over.
So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the Horizons Club 9th annual Washington, D.C. trip. Anything you guys want to say in reference to it before the board votes?
Emily with me, so she has some thoughts.
Know what you're going to be doing and seeing yet?
We're going to the monument. Yep, all the monuments.
All the monuments, and then
And now I feel terrible for putting you on the spot.
The shift of the trip has always been kind of World War II and the Holocaust Museum, which fits so nicely in 10th grade. But now in 11th grade, we are going to shift the focus to the African American History Museum, which ties in with U.S. history and Kill a Mockingbird and 11th grade stuff. So.
Well, you can report back when you...
Yes.
Is that open to everybody that's in that grade?
There are behavioral and attendance and grade academic expectations.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second. Mr. Lambert, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I didn't read them, so.
It's all good. Carried.
All right. We do have some disposals. We have a large bundle of elementary library books, 464 of them, that due to their date of publication, damage, or duplicate copies, we are looking to dispose of. In the event we are able to find an organization or a group that would like these library books, we will make the donation. Okay. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, Mr. Pratt, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Ladies first, always.
She's got better hair.
Wait.
All right. The National English Honor Society is looking to plan a trip for the 26-27 school year to Italy and Spain. And Mrs. Ernan Juan, I believe, would like to discuss this a little bit as well.
I got my passport.
Okay. All right. I'll welcome. This is, I'm turning it into an every other year trip. Every year is a lot, not only financially on families, asking them to come up with $5,000 every year is a lot. The trip is a lot in and of itself, so the planning of it, the being gone every April break, so we kind of chatted and decided that every other year is a better move for the trip. It's for the English Honor Society kids who are eligible. By approving it now and starting it now, my incoming juniors will have 2 years to make payments on it, which will be nice.
So with that said, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the National English Honor Society trip to Italy and Spain, and those dates will be determined.
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, second.
Second.
Mrs. Borden, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Emily has something to say about that.
The trip to Europe is very special to the National English Honor Society because it allows us to experience the different cultures and also practice speaking Spanish, which will be an incredible experience for us all.
Excellent. We'll have to report back on that.
In Spanish.
She's got 2 years.
Okay.
All right, I'd like to make a recommendation that the board take action to approve the NISMIC resolution. The NISMIC resolution is a cooperative energy service for electricity that we participate in, providing us with lower cost electric rates.
Okay, motion to approve. Mr. Dudley?
Sure. Second.
Mrs. Norton? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, items of information. You have in front of you the second reading of the school internet-enabled devices during the day policy. So, again, just continue to review that. Next month, that would be approved by the Board of Education.
Motion to approve?
No, you don't need to approve that. It's just an item of info.
Vermont is also now banning cell phones.
Oh, are they? Okay,
yep.
I hadn't heard Vermont.
In 2026, that goes into effect.
Yeah. I think we're going
to
see
them completely can't have them in school, or
they won't be able to use them.
Okay.
So it'll be similar.
Yeah.
So
I think we're going to see a lot of that happening.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's all I have.
Public comments?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm very happy to know that there's no voids under the pool. I know you've had projects that you're talking about with drainage and with water and everything else, but the pool has been for a year and a half just kind of like done. Nobody's talked about it. Nobody's done anything about it. And now that we know that there's really nothing major, I mean, there are some voids, there should really be no reason. The school, the community said they did not want So I think that the school board should really consider putting that in one of the projects again and get it. It's been 6 years.
Okay. We'll take that into advisement, and I think that everybody at this table is very aware of that situation, and that some sort of action needs to be taken, and we will do everything that we can to move forward with something. Thank you. Anyone else? I normally motion to adjourn, so that's somebody else is going to have to step up there.
Gotcha.
All right. Mr. Lambert, second. Shannon smiling.
Yeah.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thanks, everyone. Very much appreciated.